Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome yet again to my podcast, Authentic Hour by Kifulisilo. I'm glad you're listening and hope you've been taking care of yourself and all those around you during this global pandemic. Before we get into today's episode, please kindly follow me on Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, all those social media platforms. And you can do this on my link tree, which I'll put the link in the description of this episode. And if you haven't listened to my previous episode, Queer Spaces is also available on Anchor, which you'll find all the details on my link tree. So I'm dedicating this episode to Women's Month. And before I could do that, for my international listeners and just to give a clear background of what Women's Month is in South Africa and whatnot. So first things first, Women's Month is a South African public holiday celebrated annually, which means a year or yearly on the 9th of August. This day commemorates the 1956 march of approximately 20,000 women to the Union buildings in Pretoria to petition against the country's past laws that required South Africans defined as black under the Population Registration Act to carry an internal passport, also known as a pass. That pass served to maintain the population segregation, control urbanization, manage migrant labor during the apartheid era. The first National Women's Day was celebrated on the 9th August 1955. In 2002, a reenactment of the march was staged for its 50th anniversary, with many of the 1956 march veterans. You can read more about this on Wikipedia. So when it comes to Women's Month, South Africa commemorates Women's Month in August as a tribute to the more than 20,000 women who marched to the Union buildings on the 9th of August 1956 to protest against the extension of past laws to women. The government of South Africa declared August Women's Month and 9 August as Women's Day. I'd like to say, as a man in South Africa, I cannot closely understand the pain of understanding what it is to be a woman in South Africa, with all the recent gender-based violence, all the femicide, and in the world as general, or in the world, you know, in general. I took it upon myself to speak out and say enough is enough when it comes to gender-based violence, and that the country is currently experiencing a lot, and it has been experiencing a lot, and the government, to be honest, has not been doing a lot, or doing the bare minimum to protect women from these things, from gender-based violence, from unequal pay, from a lot of things that women go through on a daily basis. I'd like to say to all the women listening to this, I am with you in your journey to call out patriarchy and other issues you go through. And in no way am I trying to mansplain your pain. I'm available to learn, and I'm not going to sit here and be like, no, I know what you guys are going through, because I don't. I genuinely don't, and I'd like to reiterate that a lot and loudly. I don't understand what you women are going through, but I'm here to learn, to be there for you, to take a stand against what's happening to you, because what's happening is not cool. And I spoke about this on my previous episodes, which, if you haven't had a chance to listen to, you can go on my Anchor podcast. Then you'll find all the episodes, which I think were episode 5 and 6, which spoke about rape, assaults, and everything of that sort against women. And I'd like to commend all the women out there securing the bag despite the odds being stacked against them. And on that note, I'd like to introduce you guys to a business proudly owned by two young black South African women. I'll insert the audio where the co-founder and the creator will tell you more.
Buhle Bendalo Lashes is our African baby. It is a project that is close to our hearts. It was a vision before a brand, a vision that was always present in our minds and in our hearts. Given the opportunity to become a reality by very ambitious and goal-driven young black girls, it is a new lash brand that was created this year, 2020. It's based in Durban, KwaZulu-Natal. Buhle Bendalo Lashes has different variable length fibers to cater for the customers or clients with different interests. For example, there may be those that like length, while others may prefer volume. The brand offers quality lashes, 100% handmade, cruelty-free, and has a very natural look. Our eyelashes transform a look by shifting the focus on your eyes in a natural way, giving you a very glam look without feeling like your eyes are weighing down. That's how light they are. We'd appreciate it if people purchase our brand. Thank you.
All the information on the Buhle Bendalo Lashes and Buhle Bendalo Lashes underscore.
What?
Buhle Bendalo underscore lashes. Sorry for that. Is available on Instagram, and I'll put the link also on my description. Thank you again to Buhle Bendalo for giving me the opportunity to use my platform to give kudos to you as two young women, as two young black women, as two young women in South Africa for taking a stand and creating what's truly yours. This episode is also inspired by the recent events in South Africa. Women are getting killed, women are getting raped, women are getting assaulted each and every single hour of the day. And it's honestly not okay, as this is utterly wrong. It's like, it's so wrong, which I'm not going to mansplain because we're not doing that on this podcast. And as I said earlier, I had a chat with a few female guests about this and what their views were, what their views are on this topic, and how they feel about it, how they feel society should change, how everything, basically how they feel. Sorry for explaining again and again and again. I'd also like to take this time to plead with men listening to this podcast, listening to this episode, listening right now, to be like, please take a stand. Take a stand and protect our sisters, protect our mothers, protect our aunts, protect our grandmothers from this gender-based violence in South Africa. And be there for men. Don't be like, no, this situation of if a woman is being assaulted upon, you like, no, she was dressing inappropriately. Let's not take ownership of someone's body. People should take ownership of their own body, and don't let people control or take ownership of someone's body, because it's their body. It's not, let's not treat women's bodies as a possession where men feel entitled to touch, to rape, to hit, to assault, to walk all over. That's not cool. That is not what I'd like. That is not a world I'd like to live in. But unfortunately, this is happening, and enough is enough. Enough has been enough for like a lot of times, as people are still dying. I don't know when will you be able to listen to this podcast and this episode specifically, but if you're listening to it during the month of August, you definitely came across news that another young woman was murdered by the name of Kwasa. I'm sorry if I said that incorrectly, but this was a 19-year-old student from Wits, and she was murdered? And the one question that keeps on popping in my mind is, when is this going to stop? Because honestly, if we live in a world that we, if we live in a world where women get killed and the government is like, no, actually the government hasn't said anything in particular that would be like, yeah, and that we can work on. Because last year, another bunch of women, actually a list of women, because I don't want to say that women took priority over that one, because in general they are women and they are going through the same struggles. Because they are women, they get assaulted upon, and the government has not put in places and measures to protect women. As much as it's COVID-19, these measures are supposed to be put in place and need to be supposed to be put in place still to protect women from such actions. Because why would we want to live in a world that does this to women? As much as it's unfortunate that we do, but this is not the future we should strive for our kids. Because I honestly wouldn't want my kid to live in a world where she feels scared. She feels like she doesn't know what's going to happen next, because being a woman is an entire... Sorry about that. Being a woman is an entire... she has an entire bull's eye behind her. She's just seen as something to play with. As much as it's sad for me to call women something, it's like, I just feel like the way women are being treated is like they are no less than the next human being. And this needs to stop. This needs to stop. We need to sign petitions. We need to lobby the government to do better. I've been, you know, because it takes a village to raise a child. So me retweeting, me calling out BS on my TL, kind of, you know, works, but we need more. We need visibility, we need inclusivity, where the government actually puts in measures to protect the women from these things. Because honestly, I honestly can't keep going on. We can't keep going on like this, where women feel scared, and I'm lucky to be surrounded by strong women, but at some point I had to take a stand to, like, silence is a betrayal. And the one thing that appalled me a few days ago is he's not famous, honestly, and I don't mean that in a bad way, but some guy who owns a brand raped and assaulted a woman the woman's day in South Africa, on Women's Day. It's like the sheer nerve. Not that there's any right day to rape a woman. There's never a right day. They can never, they will never, they shouldn't be ever a right day to do such. But the sheer nerve of that particular person to do that to a woman on National Women's Day and on Women's Month. It's like the nerve, the audacity, the lever this person has to do such is just toxic, because he felt entitled to her body. And this is what we are working against. No one has the right to someone's body. They only have a right to their own body. Like, why are we going around in circles? Because this thing has been happening, it continues to happen. People are silent. And the one thing that pisses me off is people keeping quiet just because it hasn't happened to them. And the time it happens to someone they know, they want to be like, oh yeah, this thing is wrong. Why is it wrong just because it happened to your sister? I know it's wrong, but why is it wrong just because it happened to your sister? Why wasn't it wrong just because it happened to a girl who lived down the road? Why wasn't it wrong when it happened to countless women? So just because it affects you now, it's wrong. That shouldn't be the mentality. That can't be the mentality. It's 2020. It's 2020. Like, why? Really? So this is what we are going for. This is what we do now. I don't want to prolong this episode because now it dampens the mood of the Buhle Bendalo, you know. Not that the whole episode is supposed to be sweet. No, it's all about me voicing out that it's Women's Month, and I would like to say, women, I'm here for you. I'm here, I'm taking a stand. Silence is betrayal, and I don't want to be silent, because to be honest, like, me on my journey is, you know, women have been there for me, so it's time I be there for women. And I'll not let this journey go because I feel like, I've used up my time. No, until there's measures in place where women are not treated inferior to men, it's not over. It shall never be over. But I digress. I just go over and aboard. I just hope that the person listening to this didn't get lost, or the message didn't get lost. But the essence of it all is, please take a stand as men. Please call out BS as you see it. Please don't associate yourself with people who prey on women, who feel women inferior to them just because they are male, who assault women. Don't associate yourself with that, because there's a saying that goes, you are what you eat. So the friends you surround yourself with, if you surround yourselves with toxic friends, I'm sorry to say it, but you is toxic. Whether you're the one out of the five, you is toxic. So don't surround yourself with people who prey on women. Don't surround yourself with people who feel entitled to women's bodies. Because we are not about that energy on this podcast. We will never be about that energy on this podcast. And I would have honestly liked someone to take over this episode, whereas a woman would be the person voicing out these concerns. But with this whole COVID-19 situation, we have to socially distance. We can't, hang out and record. But I would have honestly, from the bottom of my heart, I would have honestly preferred a woman to do this episode. And, you know, using my platform with my few listeners, you know, doing my one good out there, you know, because it's high time men do this. It's been high time. I don't know why I feel the need to say it's high time men do this. When I mean do this, I mean call out and stand with women. But it's been high time, and men were supposed to protect women from the get-go, and not in a sexist way, but, you know, from a place of privilege, because they don't get assaulted upon. Not that many don't get assaulted upon, but it's the scourge that women get assaulted upon a lot of times. And I'm not trying to say that women, men don't get assaulted. That's not the message. It may sound like that is the message, but I'm sorry. You know, I'm human, I have flaws, but that's not the message I'm trying to, you know, put out there. It's just that we need to protect each other as human beings. We need to be there for each other. We need to take care of each other. And thank you again for listening, and thank you for, you know, for each and every single thing you do. But before I end this episode, I'd like to say, can we please educate ourselves and take a stand against such issues? Can we just educate ourselves, take a stand, you know, against femicide, gender-based violence, unequal pay? It's a lot. It's genuinely a lot. But, you know, Rome was not built in one day. It needs, you know, yeah. I'm such an overthinker. I just overthink. I'm thinking right now. I'm just going. Like, my mind is somewhere right now. It's just like, yeah, the train of thought. We've gotten to the point of the show where I have to laugh and leave you guys. I know it's sad. Don't cry. Don't cry, guys. But I'd like to believe there's someone out there like, Prince, don't leave me. Okay, I'm joking. That's me and my brain overthinking, or me overthinking. I'm sorry. But I've gotten to a point where I have to love and leave you. And I appreciate that you guys are listening, you know, taking time out of your day to listen. And before we say bye, please take care of yourself. Please social distance. You know, we have conspiracy theories that COVID-19 is not real. Let's just wear a mask. We'll figure this thing out later. Let's just wear a mask, social distance, take care of yourself, sanitize, you know. We're not promoting a sanitizer brand. Sanitize, you know, take care of all those around you. You know, educate yourself consistently on issues that impact all those around you, you know. And I'll be back again to give you some perspective on some tea, you know, because public duty announcement. Okay, wait, that went out wrong. Yeah, so before we end this, can you please kindly, you know, follow me on all my social media platforms, Facebook, you know, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, you know, so that we connect together. Follow my blog. I'm planning on launching my pod page, a website that will have all, like, it'll be like a one stop where you get all the listening platforms, you know, all the information you can get about the episode you will be currently listening to, you know. But it's currently in the works, so yes, please follow me on all my socials again, and I'll follow you right back, you know. And please don't forget to rate my podcast. You can find my rate my podcast link on my link tree, which will be in the bio, guys. So each and every single thing I put it on the bio. My link tree will have all my details, all my social media platforms, and I'll also put down the link for the Buhle Bendalo brand, the brand that was you know, mentioned earlier, you know, supporting local brands. Thank you again for each and every single person listening in South Africa and out of South Africa. I'd like to mention you by names, but you know, I can't, because, you know, just being dramatic, but I can't. But all my people in America, London, everywhere, people, honestly, like, everywhere. Thank you again. Have a great day. Thank you. Bye.